ABC Radio Australia.
A landmark defence treaty between Australia and Papua New Guinea has been approved, with PNG's Prime Minister James Marape saying it will elevate the two countries' security relationship to its highest level in history. The treaty, known as the Puk Puk Treaty, is Australia's first new alliance in more than 70 years and will see the two countries agree to defend each other in the event of a military attack. Dr. Bal Karmar is an academic and a lawyer specialising in international relations and law in the Pacific, and he told Lucy Cooper, if it moves through Parliament, it will be significant.
It is a significant announcement. I think a treaty is proposed. If it goes through, it'll be PNG's most significant bilateral relations commitment. It currently doesn't have a treaty with anyone. And the scope of the treaty in terms of security, again, added that extra importance. So it'll be a significant development for both. Now, it is not completely off the process yet. There's still a few steps to go, but it is definitely a significant announcement today.
What could prevent this treaty from getting over the line?
Well, the first step was for the two nations to decide on the terms of the treaty and the scope of it, and they have done that. The second step was to present that treaty to each of the cabinets. Canberra has done that, and PNG has now done it as a statement from the Prime Minister confirmed, and his cabinet has now approved it. And then the final step would be to present to the Parliament and to see if the parliamentarians or PNG Parliament would vote to accept it. And then the more binding aspect of it would be to ensure that that resolves in a domestic law. I think the third part or the third step here, presenting it to Parliament, is the more important one, to see whether Parliament would approve.
In a statement, the Prime Minister clarified that the treaty will undergo the constitutional section 117 process, with the ratification presented to the PNG Parliament. And then Australia is also going to undertake its own ratification through Parliament here in Canberra. We saw that there was a delay to this actual announcement and approval of the treaty. Could we expect a delay or issues with it going to Parliament?
When it was announced, Prime Minister Albanese was in Papua New Guinea 2 weeks ago for the announcement. There were already reactions from the PNG public, from former Army General, from some politicians. So now with this cabinet approval, I think we will expect to see further reactions, and whichever way those reactions might lead, it's not really clear, but I think there will be public conversations around it, and then that could play into how the Parliament respond. But that said, Prime Minister Marape has the majority of the Parliament, more than the majority. I think that is something that could play into resulting in a favourable vote for his government.
What will China make of this announcement?
They have put up a statement 2 weeks ago on the back of Albanese's visit to Port Moresby, and the treaty discussions were happening. I think it would be interesting to see whether China would have an interest now with this next phase of approval going through. But coming back to what the two leaders have tried to emphasize, and what's coming through the statement from Marape now, from PNG side, it seems from Marape's position that it is not about geopolitics. It's about securing PNG's own domestic security needs. Whether that's the same level of priority for Australia, I think that's a bit of a different question there. The other aspect of this whole engagement now on treaty, and I think a very important one, a very critical aspect of it, and needs to be said, is that there is little consultation, engagement with the security, with the academic and research community in Papua New Guinea, as opposed to, say, in the Australian context, where I think there's a bit more involvement from different entities within the security environment contributing to such a dialogue. This is more sort of an agenda led by the executive and made by the cabinet, by the government, without much consultation or institutional deliberations. And that has raised some criticism. One of the issues that was raised initially was exclusivity, whether this treaty will only, you know, PNG have relations only with Australia and no other third party involvement. And it seems from the Prime Minister's statement that there is a potential for third parties to also be engaged. How that term would be, or how the provision would be phrased, would be interesting to see, because I think obviously countries like China do have some military relations with PNG, but to what extent this treaty will exclude them or include them, I think it would be an area of interest for China as well, considering their previous statement 2 weeks ago in light of treaty.